Chapter 7, Income Streams 14 through 17. All right, so talking about these next set of streams here, we're talking about using different mediums to help people internalize the message of your book. And one of the mediums we can start talking about right now is seminars. We mentioned that real briefly. There's a difference between seminars and workshop immersions, because a seminar takes place, you said, in like a hotel room. I know a lot of people have been to some form of seminar, certainly a webinar online. But can we talk about seminars and webinars and what the advantages are for those?
The beauty of a seminar or webinar is that I heard this in the beginning a lot. Hey, Carrie, I'm an author from a small town. Everyone in my town knows me. They would never pay for me because they see me at the grocery store. Listen, I know people in the most remote areas in the world. One of our clients is in the jungles of New Guinea. No joke. Aaron Luce. But the point is this, that you can reach anyone with a webinar. And all you need is internet and a seminar. Sure, we love seminars, but those aren't pandemic proof. And so most of the seminars I've been doing, Mike, I even have one coming up here in 3 weeks. It's a seminar, but it's also a webinar, or it's a virtual ticket as well. Mm-hmm. So I have physical tickets, virtual tickets. And unlike a course, which is lifetime access, and it's usually spread out over multiple weeks, this is a one day. So you can call this a one day seminar. You can call this a one day webinar. You could have your webinar be an hour long, but there's all kinds of technology that will interface where you can pay to play. People have to pay. I encourage you to include a guidebook. Your price can go up significantly by saying, hey, you're also going to get a guidebook. Digital's fine. You don't need to mail it out. And Mike, you might even say ebook. So I mean, think about this. You can stack these together. And by the way, folks, at the end of your seminar or webinar, sell your consulting services or sell the course or, you know, sell we're going to get into it, the mastermind.
Give them a next step.
These can absolutely be stacked together. But I really want people to understand that a seminar doesn't mean you need to now go rent a facility and serve a lunch. That adds cost and complexity. You can literally have a paid webinar. I will tell you this, people pay more for live. If you say this is a evergreen webinar, for some reason, people feel that it's not as valuable. And so you might, and I'm not saying don't do evergreen, but I'm saying that you can charge more if it's live, because you can say at the end, we'll do Q&A and we'll help you. We'll serve you at the end. And even if people buy it and don't show up and they say, oh, I just got the recording anyway, in their minds, because you showed up live, they feel like they can pay more.
So seminars and webinars really set you up to be able to scale your business. It's a wide opening for people to get their first taste of your content, and then being able to give them next steps to whether it's a course or consulting, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to help people feel confident moving forward in learning more about your content. And it can be virtual. Nowadays, people have found lots of success about how to do these virtual. There's lots of opportunities there. And it's a bit of a norm now. People don't even really bat an eye when you mention a virtual event, which, hey, take advantage of that. Let's talk about our next stream here, income stream number 15, talking about masterminds. I know for a while, mastermind for me was just that old classic game with the colored pegs and the codes. And so talking about masterminds here in this context has been a relatively new concept for me. And for anyone else, can you talk to us more about what a mastermind is and how you can leverage it to grow your impact and your income?
I love masterminds. They're one of my favorite Probably because you grow really close to the people. This is for someone who wants to go deep.
It's another level of access to you personally.
Yes. So the neat thing about a book is many times books are divisible by 12. Or in the actual 18 Streams of Income book, we give you certain templates. And we say, if your book's 12 chapters, here's how you do it. January chapter 1, February chapter 2. If your book's 10 chapters, do January or month 1. You don't always have to start in January. Introduction, and then month 2, chapter 1, and then your final chapter is conclusion. Whatever. But you can break down your book into months. You could have a 6-month mastermind. You could have 12, whatever. But the topic often becomes your chapter for that month. So you can stack it like this, Mike. You can have a community, a Facebook community on Mighty Networks or Facebook or other places. Then your mastermind might have a monthly masterclass. Then they could have a quarterly workshop or an annual meetup. And then, of course, you're studying your book every month. So if, let's just say someone has a book on how to divorce-proof your marriage. Now, that couple knows that a divorce is a lot more expensive than a mastermind. So they might be like, oh my gosh, we can meet with so-and-so author and we can spend 1 year. Look, we're just going to be real with our issues and it's confidential. We're jumping in.
Yeah, no brainer.
Yeah. So they jump in and they study communication. They study finances. They study words of affirmation. I mean, they go through the whole, your whole book, and then they have a marriage retreat at the end. 10K for that? Absolutely. People would say 100%. And then you can even stack in there and you'll get one-on-one per quarter. You know, where the author will spend time with you and your spouse. So people do this all the time. I've done masterminds on Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, Day Job to Dream Job, Unhackable. In fact, in the physical book, I give you a whole framework, how to build out your own mastermind. If you want to see our mastermind, go to fireringmastermind.com. You can see how we build it all out there. But we've been running Fire Ring Mastermind for years. And it's life changing. And we charge anywhere between 10 and 15K based on what track. It might go up in the future. I don't know. But people pay that and they have renewed. We've had people renew for 3-4 years. And just because it's their group and they want to connect with that community and content.
I love that you mentioned using the divorce help mastermind, like you mentioned, as an example. I love that you mentioned that it's cheaper to join the mastermind than it is to go through a divorce. And I think someone who's considering starting a mastermind is like, well, what, how much should it cost? And really the question is not so much how much should the mastermind cost, but how much does it cost to not join the mastermind? How much does it cost for you to be stuck in your problems? Your mastermind is focused on, I know, Firing, there's a division of Firing that focuses on growing their business.
Yep.
Say at this point, $10,000 sounds like a lot of money, but how much does it cost if you are stuck and confused about how to build your business? You're spending hundreds of hours, thousands of dollars, not earning tens and tens of thousands of dollars as in the meantime. The cost of not joining the mastermind is huge.
Well, you know, I'm part of a mastermind and have been for years with Strategic Coach. And that's not cheap. It's a lot more than $15,000. But from there, it's paid for itself every year. Like, in other words, and you've seen this, you know who I connect with.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I help. You know how Dan Sullivan helps me. It's not an expense. It actually pays for itself. And that's why I keep renewing. And I think there's something there. Like, if authors are listening and saying, well, gee, I want everyone to join my mastermind. And it's like, well, have you ever been part of one? No. I think there's some authenticity that you have more confidence to charge for consulting, for coaching, when you are a coach who is getting coached. So I feel like you need to be authentic as well.
What would you recommend is the ideal amount of people in a mastermind?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, I've been part of masterminds and led masterminds that have been very small. We're talking like five people. I'm part of a mastermind now that might have 50 people in it. But the neat thing is that in that mastermind, we still break up into small groups. So it's not that it's you're just one among 50 and you never talk. Mm-hmm. That's not effective. You need to break it up into smaller groups.
Excellent, because there really is something special about that 8 to 12 people range that is, it's big enough to envelop a lot of different experiences and points of view, but still small enough that you can all get that kind of individual attention.
Absolutely. And I encourage you to have in-person components to your mastermind as well, because that just bonds you as a group.
Mastermind really combines different elements of your product suite. It combines different streams of income, as we're talking, not just the book, but also a workshop, immersion and seminars and all sorts of, and self-guided courses. It really kind of is a bundle of value for people to really want to go to very deep level with the content of your book. This next stream of income is probably one of the biggest that you could possibly do. It doesn't have to be, but it can get there. We're talking about conferences, all right? Bigger than the seminars that we host, bigger than the webinars and the masterminds. We're talking about a conference. It's a big commitment, and it comes with quite the price tag anyway.
Yes. So I'm sure you can do virtual conferences, and that's fine. But you know, we've done, I think we're on our 11th year of the Igniting Souls Conference. And for many of those years, the theme of the year was my latest book. So we did have a Elixir Project theme, mm-hmm, for a fiction book at the conference. We did have a Deeper Path theme. So my point is that what separates a conference from a workshop, immersion, and a seminar, a conference is really a multi-day event. Okay, so think of it that way. It's not a workshop immersion where you're going somewhere that's cool and innovative, a castle or Shawshank. This is usually at a hotel. There's usually a performance element, meaning a stage. We call it a TikTok before TikTok. It's a minute by minute script. It's a lights, camera. It's at a hotel. There's catering. I mean, the price tag can be very big. But once you've had your income streams of like the membership community, you might have 200, 300, 400, 1,000, 5,000 people that start coming to your community. They all want to gather. They can't all gather for a transformational event at a seminar. If they're going to fly from Australia, which we've had people do, and Europe and all kinds of places, they want to spend a bunch of days together. And usually conferences packed, like the schedule, the transformation. People often say, I feel like I'm drinking out of a fire hose. And that's what you want. And the neat thing is that you can often pay for the, my goal is to break even with the ticket prices. And then it becomes a income generator based upon your other income streams that you sell at the event. So, hey, join the mastermind. Hey, if you like this, hire me as a consultant. Hey, if you like this, become a certified coach, speaker, trainer. So a conference is a great place to sell your other income streams as well.
That's a good note. If you're looking to get rich off of conferences, you're probably in the wrong wrong career, because I know a number of authors and speakers will host conferences, and they say that that's not where the profit is. If you're looking to make money off a conference, that's a tough goal. But it really kind of clicked the way you said that people will come in from around the world to be there. So it's almost like the conference really, it just the opportunity and the space is the product itself. Is it just the opportunity for people who have already been interacting in a community together. They know each other's names and profile pictures, but haven't actually spent time together. Just the fact that you're hosting this opportunity for them to get together is valuable for them. And yes, absolutely. You'll have teaching, you'll have, you know, fun music and entertainment, whatever you have going on at your conference, that's great. But really, the space for them to get together is really valuable for them, something they would look forward to all year.
And always sell your next conference at your current conference.
Yes.
In other words, people are very excited. They're having, you know, most people will say it's the people. Like, the content's great, the food's great, but the networking and the relationships. You know, I sat at so-and-so table. I still have people from 7 years ago say, table 18, you know, and they're still right. Meeting.
It's an identity for them.
Yes. So I say, if you have the community, consider doing a conference. Protect yourself. You know, don't sign these big hotel blocks where you're guaranteeing. You really want to, you know, and I would tell people, like, reach out to us. An hour worth of our time could save you tons of time and money, because in the beginning you listen to these hotels and you're like, oh, okay, 30 hotel rooms. Well, 30 hotel rooms times 4 days, that's 120 rooms times $200. It's like, oh my gosh, you just exposed yourself. And that's honestly why we did a business center for the first few years, so that we had no commitment to hotels. We said we're going to pay for the room. And then all the other hotels around there, we said, we'll send people, but we didn't put on the dotted line this huge commitment, because that's just scary stuff.
It's a good reminder for people starting out. It's like, who are thinking, I would love to run a conference. That sounds like a blast. I love planning events, or I know someone who loves planning events who would love to do this with me. I'd say, don't worry about trying to, you know, launch a conference with, you know, 500 attendees the first year. Start small. You know, it doesn't
ours
have
is
to
so
be
small.
This big thing. It doesn't have to be a big old thing. Just make it doable. Make it something that you can handle and is enjoyable for your people, and let it grow from there.
I just got to share this quick story, Mike, and then I know we'll keep wrapping up here. Our conference was so small in the beginning. Like, I'm talking so small that this people are going to think I'm a weirdo here, but just hang with me. There was no sink to make coffee.
Oh boy.
So my sister, who came in just to help, she didn't use toilet water. Please hear me out, folks. But she went in and used the sink in the bathroom to fill up the water for the coffee. When it came lunchtime, I looked at my clock and I'm like, well, it's lunchtime. All right, we're going to dismiss. There's some local restaurants down the road. We'll see you all in 90 minutes. Like, I just didn't even think through everything, but it grew and people loved it and they still talk about it. And I think if you're authentic and you over deliver and you love on the people, and then we had the budget to grow and grow and grow, you know, now we have hundreds and hundreds of people who come.
Don't despise the humble beginnings, and just focus on value, focus on the people, and the growth will come. And so one more stream of income here I want to talk about is the idea of affiliates, leveraging affiliates to be able to reach new markets. We've talked about the webinars, seminars, we've talked about masterminds and conferences, and that is all for your people, right? It's your tribe, your people. How can we reach new people in other markets through this idea of affiliates?
Well, the beauty of you creating all these other 16 income streams, or a bunch of them, is that now you have enough money for other people to get excited about. For example, it's very hard to pay someone a commission on a $15 book. You know, not many people are going to be like, oh yeah, I'll totally shoot an email out to my list because I might make $5. But when you have these courses and consulting and conferences and certifications and all these things that we said, now all of a sudden, someone who's synergistic with your message. So for example, for me, I have all kinds of affiliate people who, let's say I'm in publishing, which I am. An affiliate could be a podcaster. An affiliate could be an Amazon ad specialist. An affiliate could be a videographer. So all the things that I don't do, but other people do that help authors, now all of a sudden we both share the same target audience. And so when I say to them, hey, listen, we got a conference coming up and the tickets are $500 and, you know, you get $150 commission for anyone that comes with your affiliate link. And we're going to be talking about XYZ and how they need podcasters. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, my gosh, this makes a ton of sense. So anyway, they start getting excited. And an affiliate is where you win, they win, and the person buying wins as well. So it makes a ton of sense. Your software, you can go to carrieoverbrenner.com/affiliates. Again, in the book, we give you links for everything. The reason why I like affiliates is you're getting a platform, but not in a way where you had to buy it. That requires money. Build it. That requires time. Borrow it. That requires relationships. That's what affiliates are. So you get a platform much faster and without spending money.
Well, that's great because you talk about having once you develop a higher price point product, then that incentivizes people to, ooh, if that gives you the margin then to be able to pay people to share that for you on your behalf and borrow their platforms, looking for people who have a similar target audience as you through the power of affiliates, a really great income stream. That was income stream number 17. And we've got one more to talk about, kind of taking this concept up to the next level. Let's get on the home stretch here and talk about our last stream of income.